roughly speaking. So, with respect to science, there is an inherent debate. Does science offer us reality, or does it offer us a model of reality? And in the past, till the last 20th century started, scientists did have that idea that we are giving you reality, that there is an atom, that atom is made of electrons, and that electrons are going round and round the nucleus. So that was till the 20th century. But after that, as quantum physics developed and then relativity developed, now both of them are so contradictory that there is just no way to reconcile it. And that's why today most scientists, they say that science does not talk about reality. We can only talk in terms of models of reality. So whichever model works, they use that. So quantum physics is a model which works in certain things, and relativity is a model which works in certain things. And using different models that way is not all that far-fetched. If we consider even our own body, allopathy offers us a particular model of the body. Ayurveda offers a different model of the body. Ayurveda talks about the whole concept of heat in the body. Now, allopathy, there is no concept like heat. Now, there are certain things which are in agreement in both the models. But beyond that, the two are different ways of looking. And then whichever, so how do most people live? Whichever treatment works for them, they take that. I know, if I have to take a medicine, I am not going to do a PhD level analysis of which is correct. You know. Is allopathy correct or Ayurveda correct? Even doctors don't do that. You know, I know many doctors, they are themselves allopath, but sometimes they get Ayurveda medicines. And there are Ayurvedic doctors also sometimes use allopathic diagnostic methods. So, we basically live and work based on what works. So like that, with respect to cosmology, the Bhagavatam's cosmology, certainly it is not just imagination. It is conceptualization of a reality at a particular level. And there is a description of Maitreya Muni. It's a major part of our planetarium, of the planetarium background knowledge, that Maitreya Muni, he in a trance, it is described in one of the Puranas that he rises up and he goes to a particular place in the universe, like on atop the Meru mountain, and from there he sees the Bhagavatam as it is, he sees the universe as it is described in the Bhagavatam. So the point is that vision is also possible. And that vision Shukadeva Goswami had, and he shared that with everyone. But Shukadeva Goswami himself did not bother. He also at that time practically everybody knew some amount of astrology. So he did not bother to try to reconcile that with this, or to even say that this is wrong and this is right. He just left it as it is. So same way, the Bhagavatam's cosmology is true at a particular level of perception. Or rather, it can be understood to be true at a particular level of perception. Now, at our level of perception, when we are unable to perceive how it is, we understand that the Bhagavatam is describing from a different scale. And that's why we don't say that it is wrong, because the materialistic tendency, this is all some imagination, this is all some mythology. And Prabhupada strongly rebuts that, saying that, you know, great sages had no need to write mythological imaginations. They had serious work to do. So we reject that idea that the Bhagavatam is mythology. Fifth canto Bhagavatam, that we definitely reject that. But that does not necessarily mean that we have to put that cosmology at war with the present cosmology. No, it's a different model of reference, and this is a different model. And in today's world, actually Jiva Goswami, while in the Tattva Sandarbha, while establishing the authority of Bhagavatam, he states that the Vedas are so vast and much of the Vedic knowledge is today lost. So, if we consider the Vedas, there was a lot of aparavidya in the Vedas, which is lost. And that's why without all that, to understand the Bhagavatam's cosmology today is difficult. So, what we should focus on is we have to live in the world. And if science offers us a particular worldview, when it becomes a problem is that we accept science authority for everything. And when science says there is no God, yes. No, science has its authority in its own field, and if we accept that authority in that field, and we don't have overconfidence in science and think that because science does not agree with scripture, so scripture is wrong, then it becomes a problem. But if we understand that scripture is giving us ultimate knowledge about life's purpose, that is something science cannot provide, then more of it is science offers us knowledge in a particular field which we use as operational. There is operational knowledge and there is what is called ontological knowledge. Ontological knowledge is nature of reality. That science does not offer. And that is not something we say, even scientists acknowledge that. So by recognizing that science offers us a model of reality and Bhagavatam offers us a reality that is perceivable at a different scale of perception, we can have we can maintain our faith in the Bhagavatam and at the same time focus on pursuing the essential purpose of the Bhagavatam. Does that address the question? Okay, I'd like to answer. So, any other? We have time? Oh, yes, Krishna Kshetra.